This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, now traveling to comment on Lula da Silva in Moscow for the celebration of the 80th anniversary of the end of the Great Patriotic War. Lula da Silva with Vladimir Putin, with Lula da Silva with Xi Jinping. A member of the BRICS, Brazil is the B. It makes sense that he's talking to his colleagues in the BRICS. However, at the same time, that parade was in the midst of a war being directed against Ukraine, and it's disrupted all of Europe. And if you'll recall, right before the war began, Mr. Bolsonaro was still in authority, and he was traveling to Moscow because there is trade between Russia and Brazil. I believe fertilizer was the important part of Mr. Bolsonaro's trip. He was heavily knocked for that trip, heavily knocked for making remarks towards Vladimir Putin in the beginning of the Ukraine conflict. Now, Ernesto, a very good evening to you. I do not see any signs objecting to Lula da Silva shaking hands with Xi Jinping and standing on the dais to review military parade with Vladimir Putin. Has the protest in Brazil that happened when Mr. Bolsonaro visited Mr. Putin, has that all gone away? Did everybody just turn away and say it doesn't matter anymore? Or how is this heard at home, Lula da Silva with the adversaries of peace? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Now, it's hurting Lula, maybe less than it hurt Bolsonaro, because Bolsonaro played into the narrative that he was a friend of, authoritarians, and then he would be a friend of Putin. And okay, Lula has better press because the press in Brazil tends to the left, but still lots of criticism about him being there at this moment. Since the beginning of the Lula administration, I've been saying that against the normal wisdom that he would play some sort of neutrality between, the U.S. and the totalitarian bloc, China, Russia, that no, he wouldn't. He would maybe pay lip service to some aspects of the West, so to say, but that his heart and I think his pocket belongs to the totalitarians. And now he's proving that. I'm pretty sure that Putin said, okay, Lula, you need to come. You don't have the option not to come because of probably everything that has been going on in the past. Putin is an old ally of the whole São Paulo Forum, the whole narco-socialism project in South America. And this was, of course, an important moment for Putin. And Lula was required, to be there. Otherwise, maybe he wouldn't go. But it's very hypocritical to a sense, because how are they selling? How are the Lula communication people selling this? It's, trade. First, you mentioned that. It's not that important for Brazil, and he didn't need that sort of visit for trade. And by the way, Brazil is importing much more from Russia than otherwise, and helping, fuel the Russian war into the Ukraine through those imports. But I think it's especially hypocritical because people are also saying, oh, this is a promotion of multilateralism. Okay, so Trump is for unilateralism and Putin is for multilateralism as well as Xi Jinping. So that's why Lula is there. Which is absurd because, Putin is, where's multilateralism when Putin invades the Ukraine and tries to grab the whole or a piece of Ukraine for himself, right? So there is no, I think there's no good explanation for that. It's basically Lula went too far into putting Brazil in the totalitarian bloc. And now the check has come, and he needs to be there to show presence, to show solidarity with Vladimir Putin, which means solidarity with his war on the Ukraine. And there's no multilateral policy or trade that justifies that.
We come to a remark, perhaps anticipating what you've said, defensiveness by Lula da Silva. This is a remark by the finance minister, Fernando Haddad, within these hours, saying that the world's largest economy, the United States, has much to gain from greater industrial development across the continent of Latin America. At the same time, Minister Haddad said that President Lula da Silva will not choose between the United States and China, and it must adopt what you just said as a multilateral approach. That strikes me as very defensive on Haddad's part. Is Haddad a possible candidate for the presidency in the future?
He is. I think not a very viable candidate. He lost already once. He's not that popular. But he's a viable candidate. That's what Lula's party has. They don't have a deep bench. They don't have many people besides Lula to run for president. But I think they would rather make an alliance with other parties than go with Haddad. But Haddad is, this is the traditional, line of rhetorical line of Brazilian diplomacy. Oh, we don't stand with this one or we don't stand with the other one. But the not standing with the U.S. is very clear. The not standing with Putin is not at all clear. This celebration was a show of approval, I think, for Putin's aggressiveness and also for the Chinese-Russian alliance, which is, of course, totally at odds with the democratic West. So some people buy that, but less and less people are buying into that.
We go to the China-Brazil relationship. Brazil seeks China trade boost amid Trump tariff chaos as Lula meets Xi. There's a photograph of Lula da Silva looking handsomely in his septuagenarian and a smiling Xi Jinping in a beautiful electric blue suit. And they look very happy at this event. And the copy says, Reuters, Lula da Silva heads to Beijing. He's there. Lula's visit is expected to yield a dozen deals and new investment announcements from grain to railways. Are these profound for Brazil, Chinese money coming in?
There's a lot of Chinese money already coming in. Unfortunately, many of those projects, they help fuel corruption in Brazil because they are not subject to the same standards of governance and corporate investment as investment from the West, from OECD countries. That's why in the Bolsonaro administration, we wanted to get Brazil into OECD, and we were almost there because of the, how much it would help us fight corruption at home. So it's money coming in, but I think it will fuel into the corrupt system that runs Brazil right now. It tends towards areas that are of interest for China and not necessarily for Brazil, especially agriculture production. But another interesting aspect is Brazil, looking at the trade war or trade conflict between the U.S. and China, Brazil, at least in the short term, has a lot to gain from that conflict because China is stopping agricultural imports from the U.S. So Brazil tends to sell even more agricultural goods to China. If the deal that Trump announced these last few days with China really materializes, I don't think that would be necessarily good for Brazil because China would come back to importing those goods from the U.S. But in the long run, Brazil is just increasing its dependence on not only on China, but on the Chinese Communist Party, which has a place for Brazil in their project for the world, which is basically a producer of agricultural goods for China. No technological development there, no other option for Brazil. So Brazil is also stepping deeper and deeper into that sort of model that people are starting to see as some sort of neo-colonial model where only the Brazilian elite benefits, those who are linked to foreign trade with China, and the whole of the country is mired into backwardness, inflation, lack of jobs, et cetera, et cetera.
What do you make right now of the the Brazilian population's opinion of Lula da Silva in Moscow? Is it he has to do that and they rationalize it, or do they find fault with it given the state of the world affairs? We have 30 seconds.
Oh, I think most people, regular people, find fault with it. They don't like it at all. They see it for what it is, which is solidarity with dictators, solidarity with the totalitarian bloc. Just the establishment elite, they try to see something good at it, but the regular people don't.
Ernesto Araújo, he's traveling, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Brazil in Moscow. Multilateral? Question mark.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.